Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is your Tuesday Teaching Tip for Tuesday the 1st of August, 2017. And today we're talking about how to preach a psalm. How to preach a psalm. Now, I love the psalms. I prefer praying through them more than preaching and teaching about them, though. And I wonder what your thoughts are about preaching the psalms. Now, this is going to be a slightly shorter Tuesday Teaching Tip because we are doing some decorating and there's all kinds of craziness going on in the house. So just a short one. So let me tell you what I'm planning to do with the psalm that I'm going to be preaching this coming Sunday, the 6th of August. And then I'd like you to let me know what your thoughts are. If you can give me those before the 6th, even better, because I might incorporate some of the thoughts in what I actually do. So I've got my notes. I've got an outline. I've done my study of the passage. But hey, extra thoughts are always welcome. So Psalm 130 is my text. Here it is. Let me read it. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. There we go. What a fantastic passage. Now, a couple of thoughts that I have is that we see clearly here some things that the psalmist is requesting and talking to God about, and then we see some things he sees in God and that he hopes for and trusts in. So he is the one crying out. He's asking for God to hear his voice, his cry for mercy. He's conscious of his own sins. He wants to serve. He's waiting. He's hoping. He's waiting and waiting and waiting, putting his hope in the Lord. So he has a very clear understanding of his position, and then he seems to have a clear understanding of the Lord and his characteristics. So he trusts that he will hear. He trusts that he won't hold on to that record of sins. He trusts that there is forgiveness with God. He trusts that waiting is going to be worth it because the Lord has unfailing love, full redemption. He will redeem Israel from all their sins and, of course, himself from his sins. So I'm planning on contrasting and showing, well, is contrast quite the right word? Certainly the different perspectives here of the psalmist of himself and then the psalmist of God and how that fits together, which seems to me to be the pivot there in verse 4, but is the word there. So verse 4, but with you there is forgiveness. So that looks to me like the psalmist very consciously taking stock and saying, here's where I'm at, I'm in the depths, I'm desperate, but with you there's forgiveness. And I want to, with reverence, serve you. So there's the pivot in the psalm. What do you think about that? What do you see in this psalm? If you were preaching it, what would you say was the core idea? How might you put it across? How might you preach it? Might you preach it and teach it? I would love to know. So if you could leave a comment wherever you see or hear this, that would be wonderful, because not only I will read it, but anybody else who looks at this will benefit. And we learn best when we're learning in community, I believe. So please leave a comment. You can email me too if you like, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can leave a comment here. And one last thing, if I could ask you to do me a favor, is could you forward this on to one other person? So copy the link, send it via email or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, but just pass it on to one more person so that we can spread the word. And if one person passes it on to one and to one and to one and so on, that's how these things spread and become available to as many people as possible. So thanks very much for that. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.